Do you have a blanket or something soft I can use? We were on a 3.5-hour flight. The man on my row across the aisle is in agony. He says he has sciatica and doesn't have his special cushion. He moans and grunts. It's like I can feel his pain. We still have another 3 hours to go. Here, you can use this. I hand him my neck pillow. He looks in disbelief, then says, huh? I said, you seem to be in a lot of pain. You can use it. I hope it gives you some comfort. Growing up, my parents found ways to help people. My dad started cars in the winter in addition to his city job. He'd share stories at dinner about people that had more need than money. My mom talked about people having hard times. I never heard them use names. It seemed like they were talking in code. I just knew they were always doing something for someone. We didn't have tons of money, yet our home, daily meals, clothes, education, and transportation were always secure. We actually had more than money could buy. My brother and I were clean, safe, loved, and protected. Our parents were being perfected and raised us the best way they knew how. Matthew 22:37 says, Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are so many ways God's love can be presented by us, even through something as simple as a sacrifice of a pillow. When we model the love of Jesus in front of our children, we teach and build a spiritual legacy. When we demonstrate the truth of God around others, this presents the life of Christ without ever using words. Let's agree in prayer today. Heavenly Father, you are so amazing and worthy of all our praise and worship. Fill us with your unconditional love. Give us wisdom and infuse us with your strength when we are weak. Allow us to be spiritually aware and sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading as we serve those around us. Father, as we prepare for your return, let us be something soft for those struggling in this very hard world. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Sheila Agnew is a believer, business owner, author, and more. Modeling love for God and others, Sheila's compilation of testimonies and encounters are included in the series 50 Years, A Jubilant Life. Connect with her in person or on social media platforms.